It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Shannon Bream, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, January 27th, 2023. I'm Eben Brown. Florida's governor and cabinet overwhelmingly won re-election last November, and now they're stepping up their policies of fighting crime while criticizing other states they say are too lenient.
You know, people can title legislation whatever they want to, but you can see right through that when it's going to make your communities or your states weaker when it comes to criminal justice.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Florida has seen its population swell over the past few years, and most would rightly say that is due to COVID policies. The state famously kept schools and businesses open, but it's also attracting people seeking safety and respite from rising crime. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announces new legislation that would stiffen penalties for things like drug trafficking and clarify the state's death penalty rules. It stands in stark contrast to states like Illinois, where so-called crime bills eliminate pretrial jail and lessen sentences.
We feel like you take law and order seriously here in Florida. And it's what we recognize and want to live in and raise our families in.
Ashley Moody is Florida's attorney general. She won re-election last November along with Governor DeSantis.
Our country is built on a law and order structure and that we enforce the rule of law. And it's a rule of law by men and women, and by citizens. And we take that very seriously. And so yesterday, Governor DeSantis, true to form, he has always been so reactive. When I go to him, law enforcement goes to him, prosecutors go to him on what we can do to make sure we're constantly seeking out new ways to ensure our communities are safer and stronger. And so yesterday was a great example of that. In fact, I joked, in all seriousness, though, I have, as attorney general, the best attorney general job in the nation because I get to work with such a responsive and proactive governor, like Governor DeSantis. And yesterday, we made great announcements. We talked about legislation that will be proposed and that we support. And one of those dealt with this bail system and kind of the trends and influences and experiments we have seen around our nation. And we assured in our announcement yesterday that this will never happen in Florida. It puts in place some safeguards to make sure that those who are eligible for release prior to first appearance aren't dangerous or repeat offenders, and that judges are making these decisions of pretrial detention. It requires a minimum consistent bond schedule throughout the state. It makes sure and requires detention hearings for certain crimes, which isn't the case. And I think many states need to take a look at this and what their structure has been in the criminal justice system. Florida's not immune to many of the trends that are happening around the nation. We're just proactive in making sure that we stay on top of it and that our laws provide safeguards.
Yeah, you're speaking, I think, specifically about states like, for instance, New York. I think they're the ones that are perhaps maybe most infamous for this, but the cashless bail idea where
it happened on in many major cities, L.A., New York, Chicago. You know, even as their violence or crime rates are skyrocketing, they will adopt a soft on crime policy. They'll tell the citizens that it will make them safer. Look at Illinois. Just as Chicago is going through one of the most reckless periods where businesses are fleeing, where community members are unsure of their safety, you have a governor like Pritzker who decides now is the time to introduce and implement some of these nonsense, reckless, dangerous pretrial detention bail experiments. He actually calls it a safety act, which is a total sham. prosecutors came out against it. Law enforcement came out against it. And that's why yesterday when we announced our proposed legislation, Governor DeSantis and I said, look, this is strengthening our bail system. This is cracking down on repeat offenders and dangerous offenders. This is the real Safety Act. You know, people can title legislation whatever they want to, but you can see right through that when it's going to make your communities or your states weaker when it comes to criminal justice. The opposite is happening in Florida. We're passing a real Safety Act.
Some of the other things the governor mentioned the other day was, or at least one of the things was an effort to try to combat human smuggling. This is something that is affecting the entire nation without regard to their normal crime policies. So Florida is sadly no exception to that. What is the plan here to further combat this? Because it's certainly on top of mind for a lot of people.
It is, and it should be, because not just human smuggling, but human trafficking and fentanyl, the overwhelming presence of fentanyl in our country and in our individual states, it is really taking a toll on law enforcement. And so Governor DeSantis has proposed legislation to add additional funding. We have successful statewide interdictions that are already taking place, which have resulted in 200 felony charges. Nearly 40 human smuggling charges. Again, all of this is additional efforts that law enforcement is having to undertake because of the broken border, the purposeful destruction of any sort of security or order at our border by Biden. It is having really significant consequences on the state. And so Governor DeSantis recognizing that, and of course, we're doing everything we can legally to fight back on that and push back on that in court. I've been very proud of our attorneys here in my office that have presented how this is affecting Florida, why this is so important, why you can't have a president ignore public safety immigration laws, why that's detrimental to Americans in general, but certainly our individual states. And Governor DeSantis understands that. He understands law enforcement is struggling, so he's dedicated additional resources. And that's going to go a long way. He's also watching very closely what I've told him, not just as Attorney General, but as a mother. You know, the cartels are now manufacturing this rainbow-colored, bright-colored fentanyl. We have had very young children get a hold of fentanyl and die here in Florida. In fact, I announced last week there's a new study that shows children under 14 is the fastest-growing demographic of those that are poisoned in our nation from fentanyl. And so he has proposed increasing penalties if you are caught with fentanyl that is packaged like candy or manufactured to look like candy. He thinks that if you're trafficking that, that should be a life offense. He's dedicating additional $20 million so that our law enforcement teams can have specific directed fentanyl teams that go in and go after these people. In fact, I suggested yesterday DOJ should ensure that DEA and every single field office has a fentanyl-specific team that is targeting this. We have never seen a drug, and DEA would admit this, even though it's the president that oversees DOJ and DEA that has caused this, they would tell you they've never seen a more dangerous drug that they're dealing with because it's the potency of it coupled with now the sheer volume in our nation and our states. It's incredibly dangerous. Our enforcement efforts have to reflect that seriousness, and Governor DeSantis sees that. And again, I have to say, being proactive, recognizing the things coming down the road and making sure that they can't take root and take hold in your state is so, so important. And that's why Florida shines as an example to other states in how you tackle these problems before they start taking over and becoming unmanageable. We did this in retail theft. We're now an example for the rest of the nation and how to push back on mob thefts and organized retail theft. And now we're doing it here with so many important crime and justice.
We're speaking with Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody on the state's proposed new laws to strengthen police and to fight crime, including drug trafficking. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. Let's talk about the fentanyl matter, because this is incredibly scary. This drug is incredibly powerful. I don't think people even realize truly how powerful it is. Legitimate fentanyl, of course, used in a hospital setting for extreme pain, and when used that way is obviously appropriate. But street fentanyl is something that's much different, and it's illicitly manufactured. This is not stolen pills. This is lacing other drugs with it. And now you're saying that it's being created in colorful pills and whatnot that might be attractive to children. How would a child get a hold of this? I'm a parent. I've got a young daughter. You're a mother. Unless it's coming in the Tylenol bottles that I'm buying at the pharmacy, how would it get to my kid? I don't understand. That's the one thing I don't understand. But you tell us.
And I think this is why the governor was so focused on this, because, you know, this is when you have these very young children, and in the area in my state, we had a toddler, a very young child that got a hold of it. You know, it's our children, it's our police officers, it's our police canines are overdosing on this. You know, it's not intentional, but if you come in contact with it, it can cause an overdose and even death. In fact, we had a police officer in Central Florida here who, after a routine traffic stop, had to be brought back three times on Narcan. It's incredibly dangerous. Two grains, about the size of two grains of sand, can be lethal. And just in the fiscal year 2023, we've already encountered enough fentanyl that could kill the entire U.S. population three times over, just in 2023.
We spoke about the pretrial incarceration, but post-trial is also something that's very important, I think, to a lot of people, to make sure that sentences are appropriate, not lenient, or not unnecessarily lenient anyway. And I think one of the biggest controversies of the past few months might be that of the Parkland gunman who did not get a death penalty, even though he pleaded guilty and proceeded to a death penalty phase trial, because at least one juror voted against it, and that curtailed that. And I know the governor has been addressing that phenomenon as well, because the death penalty here in Florida has undergone a lot of judicial review in the past few years with regard to how many jurors are required to make a death penalty recommendation and what's constitutionally available or not. So I'll have you talk about that.
Sure. And this is another example of making sure that you're staying on top of relevant legal issues and watching what are the outcomes within our system. How do we improve those? This is a great example. We had a Supreme Court case recently that, you know, advised that it did not have to be unanimous legally. And since then, our law was never changed to reflect that. We had the horrible, tragic incident with the Parkland shooter, and certainly if any case is going to merit the death penalty, that was one that I believe many Floridians would have assumed it would have resulted in that. And, you know, you have one juror that decides that's not going to happen, and the law had never been changed to support that penalty, to reflect a non-unanimous decision by the jury. And Governor DeSantis feels very strongly about this. You probably heard him commenting on this when the law and order package was rolled out yesterday, that shouldn't be able to happen. And so going back, assessing where the law is, looking at outcomes in the system, deciding how we want to see proceed in policy, that is incumbent on every leader, on every state administration. And so yesterday you saw him take action. He's going to work with the legislative body to propose new legislation to fix that, so that can't happen. He made that very clear yesterday in the rollout. And again, it goes back to the same theme. You have to have leadership that is willing to constantly be engaged and assess and then take, you know, bold, decisive action. And that is routinely done here in Florida.
Attorney General Ashley Moody of the state of Florida, thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Of course. Great to be with you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.